Let's talk about Washington's fraught relationship with Saudi Arabia, from Biden's fist bump to NOPEC. Almost 2 weeks ago, Saudi Arabia and its fellow OPEC Plus members moved to raise global oil prices by cutting supply. That's prompted many Democrats in Congress to say it's long past time to reevaluate Washington's complicated relationship with Riyadh. The Washington Post's Ishan Tharoor has been writing about this. He joins us now. Ishan, good to have you.
Pleasure to be with you.
So Democratic lawmakers, including Congressman Ro Khanna of California and Senator Richard Blumenthal of Connecticut, have proposed punitive measures against Saudi Arabia. Tell us about what these measures would do and remind us what has led us to this point.
Well, yes, of course. So we've seen over the past year a rather evolving and fraught conversation about the Saudis. As we know, the Biden administration came into office preaching a kind of tough line on Riyadh, and specifically the Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman for his various activities, including his involvement in the abduction and murder of Jamal Khashoggi, my former colleague. And so that all came to a head when Biden went to the Middle East this summer, motivated in part by the new pressures and realities of the war in Ukraine. And the Biden administration forged what they believe was an understanding with the Saudis about, keeping the oil flowing to a certain degree and maintaining and having the Saudis on side to help them maintain pressure on the Russians, who, of course, are suffering from from all sorts of sanctions as well as drops in oil prices. Now we see, and the Democrats now see this as a major gut punch, because the Saudis have worked in coordination with the Russians to conduct this this move, and by so doing, kind of basically disregarded many entreaties from the Biden administration.
Right.
As you said, the punitive measures that the Democrats are proposing, there are a whole series of them. What Congressman Khanna was part of was a proposal to immediately halt arms sales to the Saudis, including sort of defensive sales, as opposed to what's categorized as offensive sales. And these are a number of other measures, but it's unclear if any of these will go through.
All right. Well, I want to ask more about those measures in a moment. But first, I want to talk about the Saudi reaction. They say they want to continue to have close relations with Washington. So here's the Saudi Minister of State for Foreign Affairs, Adel Al-Zubair, talking with CNN recently.
The Kingdom of Saudi Arabia and the U.S. have had a very strong relationship for 8 decades. They have been very close partners in fighting extremism and terrorism, in maintaining stability and security, in defending the region, and have been very close allies in terms of economic and trade and investment. And we hope that this relationship, and look forward to this relationship continuing for the next 8 decades.
Ishan, and the Saudis say the cuts in oil production by OPEC Plus are not politically motivated or intended to punish the Biden administration in any way. Do you buy that?
I'm not so sure. I think you get the reaction here in Washington that you'd have to be quite naive to believe that the timing of these cuts, especially just before the midterms, was completely coincidental. And there's a general impression that MBS wanted to score a point over this administration.
You're talking about the Crown Prince Mohammed bin
Salman,
right?
Yes, exactly.
Right,
Crown Prince Mohammed bin Salman.
Yeah, go ahead.
Exactly. And so I think the Democrats really look on the Saudi rhetoric coming out that we're hearing now with a degree of skepticism and cynicism. They see the Saudis operating not exactly in good faith. They see the Saudis, and especially the Crown Prince, perhaps looking toward a future where the Republicans are back in power and looking forward to a more favorable dispensation at that point.
So congressional Democrats are pushing back, as we mentioned. Is there a bipartisan consensus on what kind of steps should be taken, on whether any steps should be taken to push back?
We're not seeing that much right now. Nothing will really happen till after the midterms when Congress returns. And so there's a sense that we may be dealing with a very different political landscape at that point. The Biden administration itself has pushed back on some of what the Democrats or what certain Democrats are proposing. They're not on board with some suggestions of relocating Patriot missile batteries to Ukraine from the UAE and Saudi Arabia, for example. And so there's going to be a much more cautious conversation about this than what we're hearing right now, which is really a lot of raw anger from the Democratic caucus.
All right. That's the Washington Post, Ishan Tharoor, talking about the U.S.'s fraught relationship with Saudi Arabia. Ishan, thanks so much. We appreciate it.
Thank you.